Blog Talk Radio.
What's happening, folks? Here we go. It's 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's Monday after our Thanksgiving weekend break. It's been real. It's been fun. We're going to have a good time tonight. We have some great guests lined up for you tonight. You don't want to miss this. One of the original P3 Patriots from out at the Malia Refuge, John Ritzheim, is going to join us tonight. And in the second half of the show, we have a gentleman whose son was senselessly gunned down and murdered by an illegal immigrant felon, Steve Ronebeck, and his story about his son. And we want to keep these stories alive and well so nobody forgets. And we'll be back right after this. Enjoy this little top of the hour break, and we'll have John Ritzheimer right after this, folks.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Dave Bray, America's favorite patriotic rocker, and you are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Network.
Let me get a unit to FDR on 112. Shots fired.
At DaveBrayUSA.com. Definitely want to check the video out. I worked with an organization called Lesma. It's a media watchdog for police officers when officers and law enforcement are being misrepresented in social media and all these different causes that are out there, you know, sort of pushing the blame. You know, they go out and they break laws for no reason just to prove that the cops, A, have to be police. They don't choose the laws they uphold. They uphold the laws because that's their job. Whether they're passive laws or aggressive laws, they go out and break them for the reason of to get a police response, which is just wasting taxpayer dollars, and I wish people would see that. So these cops are putting themselves in harm's way on a daily basis. When your dad's a police officer and he goes to work, he straps on a gun and a badge. But these people are going into harm's way, you know. And it's an honorable job. It's one of the hardest jobs, and it takes a special person. And I think in this day and age, you know, we should be rallying behind them. But this song, Last Call, is about a fallen officer sort of giving his last sort of will and testament over the radio after he's been in a gunfight and he's hit and he's pinned down and he's not going to make it. And he just sort of gives his words.
Stand by for a special announcement. Emergency traffic only.
11:45. Prince William calling. 11:45. This is the final call for 11:45. Officer Ashley Gwinden. End of watch, February 27th, 2016. May you rest in peace.
Visit TrueTexasPatriotGear.com. Buy this gear to support efforts by like-minded patriots in Texas who met at the first Stand By Me for Liberty rally. The group is lending their time and efforts to help political prisoners to let them know they are not being forgotten. Visit TrueTexasPatriotGear.com and buy some gear and show your patriotic support for those who are standing for liberty.
Was free. So, brother, I ask you, are you going to stand by me?
You are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Live, 347-637-3942.
All right, folks, here we go. It's 6:34 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This is the Patriot Nation Radio Network, and we are ready to rock and roll here, folks. I don't want, without further ado, I'm going to welcome our first guest to the show tonight, my co-host, Char Sines. What's up, Char? Welcome to the show.
Hey, not a whole lot. Made it through the holiday. Jim came home. The dogs are settled down. It's all good.
And now, Char, say hello to your friend, Mr. John Ritzheimer. Ladies and gentlemen, John Ritzheimer, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks, guys. Wow, I didn't even know Charlotte was going to be on here. That's great.
Hey,
yeah, she's
John.
My Monday night
my co-host. Gosh. Yes.
She's my Monday night co-host.
Awesome. Awesome. Yeah, I heard now, the True Texas Patriot Gear ad on there, and I was going to say something about it. That's great. Glad to be here with you guys.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes,
I'm
absolutely.
So glad you're here. When Mark told me you were going to be on, I was like, yay! How is everything?
Things are
hey,
good.
Listen,
we're just getting on with life.
Good.
Give me 1 second, folks. Shaw, carry the torch for a minute. I have a call I want to screen. I got to talk to this guy. I'm going to call screen the call real fast. Ladies and gentlemen, my co-host, Shaw, and our featured guest this evening, John Ritzheimer. I'll be back in 1 minute with myself.
All right. Oh, John, I am so happy to have you on with us tonight. I think the first time that you came on my show was the first time that you'd been able to do an interview since having been released, and then you disappeared again for a while, and here you are back on Patriot Nation Radio. I'm so excited.
Yeah, they loosened the reins a little bit on me. I was very nervous for a while there when, you know, they had some pretty strict provisions on me that I couldn't associate or affiliate with militia that was in there. And I don't know. It was just really strict rules, and I wasn't trying to get thrown back into jail. So I was abiding by the rules.
Right.
So, but yeah, glad that to be on here. And, you know, thank you again, once again, publicly for all the help you do for all these guys still behind bars and all the families. We really appreciate it.
Well, it's really the very least that we can do. You know, things are so tough all over, but, you know, there's so many of you to try to help. And so what we are able to help you guys with seems like so little, but it just amazes me when I see the orders come in, because I do run the website. And so when I see the orders come in and I see, you know, basically it's, you know, just one item after one item after one item. And then I see that one or two supporters, two names I'm not going to put out there because I know they wouldn't want it that way, who will come in there and they'll buy, you know, maybe they have large families or something, and they'll buy like a whole bunch of one thing to make sure that everybody in the family has the same, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
and it's like, oh my gosh, you know, there we go. We can go ahead and order the next set of something. You know, they know that's how we get it rolling. So we get the next set ordered. So then all those little bitty orders help us to be able to send out the funds that we need to do each month. But it just breaks our heart to know that even though we get those orders rolling through, it's just a little bit to help you guys. But I know you guys feel that every little bit is helping. And with the holidays and everything, I hope that it still continues because we still have a fight for you guys. You guys are still fighting. We've got we've got two trials coming up at the same time. In February.
Right. We got February for Oregon, which I think is going to get pushed back. The government still hasn't come in and decided how they plan to proceed. So I foresee that trial getting pushed back further. You know, they're talking about going after other charges or something. I don't know. We just don't know.
So, that one right there really concerns me.
Hey guys, real fast. I have a story I've been covering for a while. I wasn't able to drum up any help for this guy. He is David Hart, the dead Marine walking, and he's on an Obama phone. He's about to lose everything, and he fears he's dying by this end of this year, and he wants to come on and make a call out to a friend of his. And so I'm going to let him come
him
on
in.
Real fast. And
that's how we veterans roll. Bring him on.
Yes, sir. David, welcome to the show, my friend. You wanted to make a little call out. Tell everybody real fast, briefly, your story, and then make your call out to your friend and see if you can't get in touch with him real quick. I know you're running low on the minutes on the phone there.
Give a holler out to Sid Ickeson, who started my Facebook page, David Hart, Walking Dead Marine. At
the What's his
VA,
name again?
I was Steve Ickeson. He started my Facebook page, David Hart / Walking Dead Marine.
Okay.
on 5/25 of 2010 while living at the Reno homeless camp because an illegal alien got my job. I was diagnosed with bone cancer and a torn rotator cuff. Well, my torn rotator cuff can be traced back to 2006 at the Reno VA. They tried to delete everything. They deleted my bone cancer for over 2 years. When I was re-diagnosed, all hell broke loose because I've been reported to Dean Heller on the abuse undergone because I knew something was wrong with my body. My lungs, emphysema, COPD, and stable abnormal chest can be diagnosed back to 5/25/2010. I got lucky enough to find a real cancer nurse to talk to me, and she looked at my paperwork and found out I'd never had any biopsies done. I've been denied care. I was cut off of painkillers for over 2 years. I've been terrorized, tortured, and abused by the Reno VA. Dr. Joe Heck won't lift a finger. Mark Amberday, my other congressman, won't do anything. I just got a letter October 24th that I didn't get till 20 days late. It's comparing with another CAT scan I had in 2012 that my lip nodes and my neck and my chest are infectious and inflamed, and my liver shot that they kept since 2012. Nobody's heard of the Whistleblower Protection Act. Nobody's ever heard of the American Disability Act since Obama took office. The VA hospitals are murdering us off for Obama the Muslim. I don't know. I'm just counting days until I die. I wait for death with open arms. The American Legion turned their back on me from 2011 to 2014, they refused to return any of my phone calls. I tried to get help from the Veterans Service Organization. They turned their backs on me because I do not have a criminal background. I've got a clean background. When did that become a crime? Come to find out, the guy, John Hansen, that did my was working with me, CDAB, he didn't put me in for an emergency hearing. After he got fired, nobody contacted me. I've been trying to get hold of somebody from DAV to help me, but nothing. I ended up dying of chondrosarcoma bone cancer, mesothelioma, and my lip nodes. And I'm less than 185 pounds. I used to weigh 280, had a 60-inch chest. I was one hell of a Marine. Now I'm a fucking bag of bones. I'm dying. I doubt if I'm going to live to see Trump take office. I'm just trying to tell my story.
Yes, sir. Jesus Christ.
Everybody turned their back on me. I just can't believe it.
Dear Lord, can we say a prayer for you live on the air, David?
Oh, please. I mean, I'm waiting for death.
I'm going to pray for you right now. Dear Heavenly Father, please place your hands upon this Marine, this American patriot, David Hart. As the Reno, Nevada VA has turned their backs completely on him and left him to die. Lord, please have mercy on this man. And when you call him home, comfort him and his family and those who love him. In the name of Jesus, I say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Every day I open my eyes, I know the Lord's with me.
When I get to stop and rest on this mountain sandy trail, walking through this desert, occasionally I fail. In a fight of desperation on this road of life, I know that there's only one true way to beat the strife. With rolling tears at times, I think I'll never make it through. Then I stop and realize to give it all to you, raising up my shield of faith in front of me to fight. With your Holy Spirit, you guide me through the night. Now I call you Christ Messiah. I call you King of Kings. You have risen from the grave. to set this sinner free. People see me in the vineyard, serving in your name. They notice how I've changed, my life is not the same. Often they will ask, of the change come over me. I tell them how Jesus set this sinner free, and I call you Christ Messiah. And I call you King of Kings, for you have risen from the grave with the keys to set this sinner free. You've risen from the grave with the keys to set the sinner free.
Mark E. Smith, Christ Messiah. David, I'm so sorry for your plight and the situation that you're in. I wish somehow, some way, I could have done more to help you. And I pray every day from here on out that you live comfortably in your last days, my brother. I'm so sorry.
I only get 7.5 for painkillers when I should be on 1,500. I can't. In order for to see a Medicare doctor, I have to be homeless. I mean, they blight every step of the way to keep me from getting my real full Social Security of $2,100 so I could walk away from the VA to see real stinking doctors, and they deny me that. They withheld evidence for barefoot. For barefoot hick hillbilly, I've been able to access my master file at the VA Affairs. Everybody has two files on you, medical files. One is VA Affairs. They can never be deleted unless the director himself, Rob McDonald, deletes it. And then the one at your VA that they can delete. You've got to ask questions that switch from the VA that you're at to the VA Affairs computers. One thing is all your appointments. They'll kick into your master file. You got to ask certain questions, specific questions, and you'll be able to access your master file like I did. But everybody turned their back on that. They said, I guess they told everybody that I'm forging the paperwork, when the fact is, I have not.
Well, you can't even see it clear enough. You're blind. David,
yes.
Please give out the website, the Facebook page again. Maybe folks can head over there and at least leave a post for you and show their support. And
I can't even get to my Facebook page. Nobody helped me. I lost my phone. When my rent went up 50 bucks, I lost that phone. I got an Obama phone. I'm screwed every which way. I should not have to die this way. But because Obama is murdering us all because he's a dirty, stinking Muslim, I have no rights. I have nothing. I get to die for no reason, except Obama's a Muslim.
Jesus Christ.
It's a shame that
I got the phone number here for your phone. I'm gonna try to do something else, make some calls to get in touch. I gotta try to do something. And if anybody else out there can do anything, please contact me. I have David's phone number. Please contact me. We'll work something out. We'll try to figure something out for this man. We gotta do something. David, I have another guest here that's on the show with me right now, and I have to get this guest going here.
Just let them know I can't go up and down my own steps. I've been stuck here since Sunday of last week. I can't go no place. I can't go up and down the steps because of the arthritis in my back. It's corkscrewing my spine so bad. I'm losing the ability to walk. It's bad. It's real bad. Thank you. God bless America. And simplify.
Yes, sir. God bless. Jesus Christ. Lord, help us in this country. What is this country coming to? That we allow Marines to go through this shit. This is unbelievable. Well, John, welcome to the show, my friend. I'm beside myself right now. I had this guy on like for 2 years coming on my show, and now I get to hear him in his last days. It's really sad to me. It's really heartbreaking that veterans live through this crap in this country.
Yeah, witnessing what I've witnessed in my days in the Corps, and you know, I was an extremely angry atheist in my earlier days. God came back into my life September 11th, 2015, and you know, having God come into my life and me accepting Jesus back into my life. It brought so much more understanding and closure to things like this that we're hearing. You know, God tests the tough ones. He's going to test you, and he's going to put them through rough times, unfortunately. And we don't get to see the plan. We don't get to see the reason because – you know, I was an extremely angry person over Marines and veterans and people dying overseas for what? For oil and stuff. It really just boiled down to God's plan. And you got to give it up. You got to give it up to him and let him know that he's going to, you just got to maintain that. He's going to take care of things. One way or another.
Yep. I'm a little taken aback by that call right now. I'm a little flustered, you know, because I tried so hard to get that man help. I reached out to people in Reno, I you know, different groups and different organizations, and now he's going to die, you know. And Lord have mercy. And, you know, it's crazy. But anyway, how have you been, John, now that you've been freed and you're with your family? You guys went and saw Santa Claus. That's awesome. I know what it's like to see my son in the morning. Good morning, you know. It must be a great, great feeling after that long-term incarceration to see the children.
It is.
And the joy of Christmas.
You know, while I was behind bars, I was I found myself even thanking God while I was behind bars. We were the greatest threat behind the bars as well, because we were actually uniting the people behind bars, regardless of race or anything. We were still actually uniting people, so they were afraid of us inside there too, and that's why they do the solitary confinement and everything. But I did. I found myself thanking God while I was behind bars because it does – show you and give you an opportunity to see what's important in life. So,
yep,
I'm blessed and I'm happy. I love my kids more than anything in the world. But every sacrifice I've made is for them. You know, Thomas Paine said one of the quotes that, you know, it's just plastered on my heart. I prefer peace, but if trouble must come, let it come in my day, so that my children may know peace.
Mm-hmm.
I don't ever want my children to have to deal with stuff. Even Lavoie Finicum in one of his, you know, quotes where he was giving one of the speeches up there in Oregon, and he's saying, you know, this fight is for us to fight. This is not for us to just pawn off on our grandkids and let them deal with it. No, it's for us to stand up to now. So.
Absolutely. And it's our job. I say this now regularly, is to light the brush fires of liberty in the next generation. And Shar has been with me. We've been doing a show called Constitution 101, which the reason I started Constitution 101 was because it was apparent to me that law enforcement officials in Oregon who took oaths to protect and defend the Constitution were violating the hell out of that oath, left and right, all over the place. And I'm thinking maybe they don't even understand the oath that they took into the document at which they took it. And
You know, so we did Constitution 101, and we've been rolling along ever since, inspired by you guys up there at the Malia Refuge.
Yeah, I unfortunately was one of those people in my younger days as well. Took an oath to the Constitution, but I didn't have to read it. I didn't know anything about it. It wasn't taught hardly at all in school, you know.
Right.
So how can you be expected to protect and defend something that you haven't read? And what happens
I think
when
that's by
you get
design
people
almost.
That do that? Yeah,
I think that's
absolutely.
By design. I
because,
think, you know.
Yeah, if we were all educated on it and we weren't minions, then, well, I probably wouldn't have gone to that illegal war that they sent me to twice.
Exactly.
Right. Man, oh, man. But it's really cool to know that you're out and you're free and you're with your family. And the case is moving on. Some of the guys have been found not guilty. Hallelujah.
Right.
Did you hear the melee that took place after they found Amin not guilty? What is that?
Yes.
What is that? If that's not cruel and unusual punishment, I mean, besides all the other stuff, the one time when they had Amin chained for 23 hours to a bench, no food, nothing.
Well, there's a new quote. Pete Santilli came up with a new quote now that he was last time he was talking to his attorneys and stuff. And so he tells his attorneys, I want you to fight for me so hard that you get tased at the end of the trial.
And I'm sure his attorney's thinking, yeah, no.
You know?
I'll pass on the tasing.
I want you to fight so hard for me that you get tased at the end of the trial. That's the new standard.
Yeah.
Mumford set the standard there.
Yeah. Oh, gosh.
And then look what they did to the last Patriot standing. When they let him in the back, and then two marshals beat the crap out of David Fry. What is that? How come these guys, their counterparts, didn't arrest them right there on the scene? I don't understand how this is even possible. But then because I've been doing Constitution 101, we made it up to Article 4, and here we are now, the train wreck radio show. So I can tell you how that went. But, oh, man, I lost my train of thought for crying out loud. Jesus Christ.
Which is why we call it train wreck radio.
Yeah, that's why it's a train wreck radio, because I left my brain cells in 84, you know what I mean? Oh, Jesus Christ. Where am I?
You're in your living room.
No, I'm actually sitting out front of my house. It's beautiful out here. I'm in the Sunshine State. It's about 68 degrees. The stars are out. There's a light breeze. It's beautiful. I'm in my skivvies and a T-shirt. There's a picture, folks. Train Wreck Radio at its finest. Your host in his skivvies outside in front of his house.
Okay, Al Bundy. tell us, Al, how are Peggy and the kids?
Good. It's not about Peggy and the kids tonight, folks. It's about our two featured guests, John Ritzheimer and Steve Ronebeck.
John, can you see now why I have so much fun hanging out with Patriot Nation Radio?
Oh, yeah. It's a great show. Oh, you know what's funny, too? I came on while I was there in Oregon. I don't know if you remember that, but yeah, while I was in Oregon, I came on, and they actually, the feds actually recorded your show, so they listened.
Cool.
They recorded the show
hey,
to be
guys.
Used
oh,
against
really?
Me. So yeah, they're definitely listening, so say hi to them.
Hey, hi, guys. Hey, welcome to Patriot Nation Radio. I'm turning people on every day to constitutional issues and the abuse of the federal government. Cool.
Yes. Got more listeners than you
show.
Know
hey,
about.
If you guys want to call in and say hi to me and my co-host and our guest, 347-637-3942, press 1. We'll get you on. We'll say hi, you know, and I'd love to hear the opinion of what you guys think of my show. That would be really cool, you know. What do you guys think?
Oh,
you know, we're having fun.
We're
not hurting nobody, and we're using our First Amendment rights to free speech to spread truth, because we know that the mainstream media and all these organizations are not reporting the truth, and in fact, they seem to hate truth, you know, and that's apparent. the truth to them is really easy. But I want to do this real fast for our friends that might be listening. Check this out.
Thank you for listening to Patriot Nation Radio, 347-637-3942.
And this is the Train Wreck Radio Show, you know?
John, can you tell he likes those things?
Oh, yeah, he's locked it a while ago.
And I'm going to tell you, the train's going to roll in here in about 4 seconds. But plug your ears. It's going to blow the whistle, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Train Wreck Radio Show on the Patriot Nation Radio Network. John Rickheimer and Steve Lonebeck tonight. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. The train is coming.
We need to get Johnny Cash on his song on here.
Come the siren.
See, you know what though, guys? That wasn't a train wreck. That was the train still rolling and spreading the virus that LaVoie was spreading. So I didn't even hear a wreck.
Right. That was the virus of truth. And it's that virus of truth that has the alpha boys and girls running scared and their handlers running scared. That's the thing. It's that virus of truth, because you can't argue with the truth. You know, when you pull out those history books, those real bits of history, and you look at them and you read them and you read that Constitution, and the truth of that Constitution speaks, you can't argue with it.
Yes, indeed. Nope, not at all.
I think Ammon said, I'm pretty sure Ammon said, the nice thing about the truth is that it's so easy to tell.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah.
So much easier.
You don't ever
have
to like remember what you said. Truth is truth. You don't have to remember it. It's right there in plain sight.
You know? While I'm online here too with you guys, I want to give a shout out that the Cyber Monday is still going on right now for LaVoie Finicum's book on onecowboystandforfreedom.com.
Okay.
So that Cyber Monday deal is still going on for his book.
Cool.
And suffering, so hopefully people get over there. And then also check out Beard for Bundy. I'm still growing mine out, and it looks like I got a dead animal on my face. And people can go sponsor different beards. So I want people to go there, and when you donate and you use the memo tab, write John Rickheimer's beard, so people know who you're donating for. And all the proceeds are getting divided up evenly amongst all the guys that are still behind bars to go on their commissary.
Excellent.
To be able to call their family,
right,
get food, do whatever they need to do, to even send money home if it's a nice amount. So help them out.
Yes.
And you can stick around to the end of the show. I want you to give out that information again one time too before the show ends. It rolls out at 7:30, so I'll get you back with that info towards the end of the show. You're going to stick around. So I have another guest online. His show is pretty crazy. But I want to play something real fast before I pick up my next guest, Mr. Steve Ronebeck. You won't believe his story. His story is crazy, what happened to him and his family. But I want to play this. This was recorded in the wee hours, January 27th, 2016, by a gentleman named Jordan Page. This is the Ballad of LaVoie Finicum.
What's up, everybody? This is Jordan Page.
After the horrific
In light
evening.
Of the recent events in Oregon, I just wrote a song that I want to share with you. This is called The Ballad of LaVoie Finicum. Subtext: Cowboys Stand for Freedom.
He was a man who loved to walk the land, turn his cheek but also take a stand. His conviction called, he followed what he felt was right. Time will bring.
That's Jordan Page, Ballad of LaVoy Finicum, jordanpagemusic.com. I believe he's got a new site. The link is there. Check out his record, Liberty. You can check out some of his cool songs, jordanpagemusic.com. And also, folks, January 12th here on the Patriot Nation Radio Network, members of LaVoy's family will join us to promote their event in Oregon, the meeting that never happened 1 year later. They're going to come on and promote the show, promote the event there. It's going to happen in Oregon on January 26, 2017, 6 days after the inauguration of Mr. Donald Trump, who my next guest, I believe, has met. And sugar pan, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show. Oh, and I want to say one last thing. Get yourself a calendar, TrueTexasPatriotGear.com. Get it now. Christmas is right around the corner. Welcome to the show, my next guest, Steve Ronebeck. How are you doing, sir?
I'm good. Thanks, Mark. How are you today?
Good. It's good. Nice to talk to you again. Folks, I was driving home from work, I don't know, maybe 2 weeks ago, and Sean Hannity was on the radio, and Mr. Ronebeck was on with Laura Iris Wilkerson, whose story is very similar to Mr. Ronebeck's story. And Steve, why don't you give a brief overview of what happened to you and your family, this horrific thing that happened to you guys that could have been prevented had the laws that are already on the books have been followed correctly.
It, absolutely. And well, what had happened was January 22nd, 2015, Grant was working the overnight shift at his job. He worked at a convenience store. A man came in, wanted to buy cigarettes, dumped a jar of change out on the counter, and Grant started counting the change. The man said, "What, you're not going to give me my cigarettes?" Grant tried to explain to him that he had to count the change. The man produced a gun. Grant immediately offered up the cigarettes, and the man executed him and shot him point blank in the face. He then stepped over his body, grabbed a couple more packs of cigarettes from the rack, and walked out the door.
Now, fast forward from this story, and now did you find out that this gentleman, use that term very loosely, this illegal immigrant criminal thug and one of his counterparts in crime, what did they do before? And he got off, actually, and was walking the streets. What was his crime that he got away with that led to this, that he should have been in jail for life or more, at least deported? What did he get himself involved in, one of his buddies? But just to let you know what kind of person this is, folks, that did this, was walking the streets with a gun. Go ahead, sir.
Well, he had him and an accomplice had broken into a woman's home, held her captive naked for a week, raped her over and over again, basically burglarized the house. And once he was arrested, he was able to plead it down to felony burglary. Never did a day in prison. He was sentenced to probation, 2 years. In the time that he was out on probation, he also had had two orders of protection against him, one of them for pointing a gun and threatening to kill his daughter-in-law's boyfriend. You know, he had been trespassed from the place where my son worked, and he just chose to do whatever he wanted. It's kind of a ongoing cycle with some of these illegal immigrant criminals is they get away with it once and they just keep reoffending.
Right. This is horrible, folks. Now, you heard that, right? Pleaded it down to a felony burglary, was walking the streets, a felon with a gun, illegal criminal alien. Now, had he been deported at all before any of these incidents occurred? Had he had any deportation?
No, he was able to take advantage of the illegal executive action by Mr. Obama on amnesty. He had two children that were born here in the United States. So through the plea bargain to reduce his crimes, he was able to qualify for the the Dreamer Act would be the executive action that Obama had put into place.
Unbelievable. Now we got Mr. Trump's in office, and he promises to do away with Obama's executive orders. And I had spoken to a friend of mine, Rusty, who's down on the border, and he says now that the Border Patrol agents are not obeying some of Obama's executive orders already. They're running around now with two men in each vehicle. They have more men on the border, and they're doing more down there. So this is good. We got to get this stuff stopped. Now, do you guys have any kind of support pages or anything like that that you want to advertise, promote, and plug here? I give you free will, to do whatever you need to do right now. It's all you.
Well, you know, there is the Grant Ronnebeck Foundation. The foundation was set up by my son's girlfriend and her mother. And what the foundation is for is to, help victims of these illegal alien criminals. When Grant was killed, I had no support system other than family and friends, which was huge. But I had no idea how to navigate the press, how to navigate the situation of illegal immigration, because, yes, we'd all heard about it, but it never affected us directly until this happened. And that's what the foundation does. They help with, funeral expenses, so on and so forth, if need be. But the biggest thing is we want to provide support for these families that have lost a loved one. Or even, to some of these families that, I'll tell you, in North Carolina, they have a huge problem with illegal immigrants. from June 2014 till October 2015, there were over 1,400 sexual assaults against children committed by illegal aliens. I want you to think about that number. 1,400.
It's unbelievable.
That, and these are committed by illegal aliens. You know, I told you when you and I had talked that when I did Hannity, I had a little bit more to say. And I'm going to tell you, you know, these mayors and these police chiefs and these sanctuary cities that are promising we're going to protect our illegal immigrants, that has got to be most of the most irresponsible action that I could ever imagine. I mean,
it's absolutely sickening.
If I were a resident or a citizen of one of these cities that they're claiming are going to protect their illegals, I would be standing up screaming to high heaven about,
yeah,
you know, how can you do this?
It's unbelievable. What do they think? Like, you know, is there that much profit? Are they, you know, sometimes I think that a lot of these people are part of the human trafficking syndicate, and maybe they're all involved in that somehow. Who the heck knows? Because I saw today, I think it was today, a story was posted. It's from, maybe a month ago, where some big ring has been busted in Canada. I don't know how true it is, but child pornography and sex trafficking. This country is so out of whack right now. It makes Sodom in the Bible look like, romper room.
You
got to wash your
asses.
The Lord's coming day, man. We're going to be in trouble.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, I mean, our southern border, it's a proven fact that our southern border is one of the greatest networks for the human trafficking, the sex trafficking. We've had a huge resurgence in heroin. You know?
Yep.
The drug cartels are pretty much scraping most of their marijuana crops, and they're planting poppies now. Gun running. You know, you have gun running. You have this war on the other side of the border between the drug cartels for territory. You know, you've heard about the kidnappings of American citizens. You know, it's I don't get it. I just, you know, the liberals bury their head in the sand, and they want their, you know, they want their illegal immigrants. They want them to help with their votes. So they bury their head in the sand, and they think the problem's going to go away.
And they wonder why, when they get out of college, they don't have a job. They get out of college, and there's no job for them, because guess what? They got the H-1B visa program, and they're bringing these turds over here cheap to do your job. So what is the name of that, Ken? It's the Grant Ronebeck Foundation, and how can people find that?
The Grant Ronebeck Foundation.
And they can, how can they find that? Just Google it? Go to Facebook?
They can punch in Grant Ronebeck into Google, and it'll come up in the search, or they could go to Facebook. The Grant Ronebeck Foundation .org. That'll come up on the Facebook page. They can Google my name, Steve Ronebeck. It'll also come up there. They can search me on Facebook. There's a link to it on my Facebook page.
And that's Ronnebeck. Ronebeck. Steve Ronebeck.
Correct.
On Facebook. Seek it out. And John, why don't you give out some of those things that you were talking about earlier, websites and place where people can chip in a few dollars to help out our political prisoners.
Yeah, it was Lavoy Finicum's family site, onecowboystandforfreedom.com. Today's the Cyber Monday for his book, and so I think it's only $14.95, and the proceeds that the publishing company is forwarding all the proceeds to the family, from my understanding. So that's great. And then Beards for Bundys is going on right now for the rest of this month. There's quite a few people in there that they shaved their beard, and it's been growing this whole
whole month. I'm one of them. I got a dead animal looking thing on my face. And people can go onto the Facebook page, and there's a link there for the PayPal for Lisa Bundy's. Ammon's wife is the one collecting all the funds, and it's all evenly getting distributed to the commissary of all the political prisoners, even the Hammonds and Skylar Barbo, just any political prisoner. It's all getting evenly distributed to them and going on their commissary to allow them to make phone calls home, get some decent food, and even get letter writing material, because nothing's free. It's all a big criminal enterprise, that prison industrial complex, if you will.
Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed. And a lot of these judges and prosecutors are vested in that system. Folks, I have a special caller on the line here. He is the president of America's for Legal Immigration PAC, William Gein, and he wants to join us here with and talk. Steve, are you familiar with Mr. Gein?
No, I'm not.
Mr. William, welcome to the show. It's good to speak to you again. It's been a while. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. I'm sorry it took me a little while to get to you guys tonight. It's been pretty hectic with everything that's going on the immigration issues in Washington and the Trump appointments and everything. But I definitely, anytime there's a family member of one of the victims of the illegal immigrant invasion of the United States, I want to show our support any way that we can.
So, thank you very much.
Steve, say hello to Mr. William Gein. He's for he works for and is the man at Americans for Legal Immigration, and he's got a great page. Tell us a little bit about your page and what you're doing, William, to help the victims of these senseless crimes in your fight to help with legal immigration and stop this illegal invasion that we're under.
Well, we have the name, the pro-immigration sounding name, because of the fact that, you know, so many Americans do have a reverence or appreciation for people that come here the right way, and appreciation of an accordance with our own laws and respectful for our people. The vast majority of Alley PAC supporters favor massive reductions in legal immigration levels back to more sustainable or traditional levels, or a timeout until we can get a grip on what's going on, because we have a situation where hyper legal immigration and illegal immigration are being used as weapons to transform the United States into some type of socialist construct that our own citizens would never support. And the unfortunate consequences of this invasion that is being backed by these global powers is that thousands of Americans are being slaughtered by illegal immigrants each year, and the fake news sites such as the New York Times and CNN, MSNBC, Washington Post, Associated Press, they hide these atrocities. They conceal the massive amount of personal loss that are being caused by illegal immigrants, and not just the deaths, the rapes, and the assaults, but then you've got the illegal immigrants that are costing people their jobs. And in turn, they lose their homes, their health care coverage, their children's futures, sometimes their marriages and their families, and everything's falling apart because of this economic and political destabilization. The socialist-planned, globalist-planned destabilization of the United States has many victims that are harmed in many different ways, and including, you know, the young people in America that are being targeted with the cocaine and methamphetamine payloads of these cartels that are bringing in the illegals, which, of course, take many lives and turn little people that families worked real hard to feed and wipe their butts all their lives until they grew up to be young men and women, and then they turn into monsters that crawl in the window one night to steal everything from you. So it's not a victimless crime, and it's finally broken out into the open a lot over the last year with the Trump campaign, and we're just doing everything we can. We're a small budget grassroots operation, but we are the world's largest archive of information on this topic at alleypack.us. Anybody out there that's had anyone and their family victimized by illegal immigration, we'd love for you to please make sure that we've got that in our archives, because we're really hopeful that one day there will be justice, an accounting.
Amen.
A national monument carved into a side of a mountain somewhere, with the names of the Americans that were lost by this, as a reminder that this, you know, can never, you know, if we succeed in saving our country, if we succeed in reversing this invasion, you know, there should be a monument. But the alleypack.us website, although it's a bit of an old clunker like the Millennium Falcon, it is the largest archive of information in existence on these topics, and you know, I hope that one day, if Trump keeps his campaign promises, I hope to hand a copy of the archives to him personally.
Excellent. And well, are you guys offering services to any services or anything like that to folks and victims of these senseless crimes that could have been avoided?
Well, the only services we've been able to offer so far, which are pretty major, is that we have stopped the immigration reform amnesty legislation 4 times in D.C. It's been, while a lot of people have fought those battles, in the end, in the final moments on those bills, it was Americans for Legal Immigration Pact strategies that proved to be decisive in stopping the bills. If any of those bills had passed, the illegal immigrants, many of which did vote in 2016 committing felonies, if any of those bills had passed in 2006, 2007, 2010, 2013, 2014, the entire illegal immigration issue would be fait accompli and moot. Tens of millions of illegal immigrants would have already formed up to reinforce the liberal, socialist, globalist voting bloc in the United States, and basically the borders of the United States would be permanently open and there'd be no recourse. So our largest contributions have been stopping amnesty legislation in D.C., and we have stopped smaller bills in the states, about 25 states. ALIPAC volunteers and our strategies have played a key role in stopping licenses for illegal immigrants, in-state tuition for illegal immigrants, and other types of pro-amnesty or pro-illegal immigration type legislation. So that's, you know, that's the biggest thing we've done. And also online, where there's lots of articles and videos and our video count about people whose loved ones were killed by illegal immigrants. There's a lasting record of many of those cases that have been viewed thousands and thousands of times. So we have a bit of we're the internet's long-term memory on a lot of these folks. So
and how can people find you guys if they want to look that stuff up? Because I got to wrap up here in the last minute or so. I got about a minute.
All right, well, look, you can find us on Facebook and all that stuff, but please join our email alerts. Email alerts are the only way we can really make sure we're reaching you with all of the with all of the suppression and censorship we face. We're at alipac.us. It's alipac.us. Please get on those email alerts and help us as volunteers and contributors to the fight to stop illegal immigration in America.
Excellent. All right, guys, I want to thank each and every one of you for coming on to the show tonight. It's an honor to speak with all of you, and I'm proud to support and have you guys on my show. It means a lot that you would even give me your time. Thank you so much.
Thanks for the invite. Have a great holiday.
Thank you very much, Mark.
There you have it, folks. That was one hell of a show. What do you think, Char? We're right here about 1 minute to go, and we knocked it out of the park tonight. Good stuff happening here on the Train Wreck Radio Show.
Probably the best show so far since I was the quietest on this one. Just sitting back listening and being overwhelmed.
Most of the time it's me.
It's just overwhelming, the stories, the witness, the positivity from John, and just the horrible, heart-wrenching stories from David and Mr. Ronenbeck. It just we've really got to take our republic back.
Our country's in a mess. It's in a mess, and it's not just one issue. It's every issue, from the public indoctrination centers that we send our kids to the post office, to the school board. We see the mess of the school board right here in my little area. The parents protesting First Amendment violating dress codes in big ways. I mean, there's so much stuff happening from the school board to the White House. And it's up to people to change it, man. It's up to us to stand up for the children of tomorrow, because it's them who we are passing this torch to. And what are we going to hand them? Are we going to hand them a prosperous future, or are we going to hand them a garbage can full of crap? I vote for a prosperous future. I want to work towards that. What do you guys think?
Yeah. Even if we don't hand them prosperity, if we just hand them liberty, they'll make their own prosperity from there.
Amen. Hallelujah. And with that, folks, I want to wrap up. John, thank you so much for coming on the show, brother.
I think they may have disconnected.
His line still says he's with us.
Okay.
Anyway, I want to say thanks for each and every one of you guys for tuning in. I thank my co-host, Char Sines. Make sure you check out her show, Constitutional Truth, Friday night, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, right here on the Patriot Nation Radio Network. And then this Thursday, starting at 7 o'clock, with my good friend James Bostic, his show, A Conservative's Perspective, followed by me again, Patriot Nation Radio Live. And this week we have Mrs. Kathleen Saucier, whose son is now serving time for mishandling 6 photographs that are deemed classified information. And he's in prison, 1 year sentence. He's got a little daughter and a wife, and a mom who really care. And this man is doing a year in prison for mishandling 6 photographs that he took in a classified area. While Hillary Clinton runs around running for president screaming, I got to recount these votes. This is insane. And she'll be on with us this Thursday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, with her story and her page and the things that she's doing. We're going to stop these double standards one way or another, and she's in the fight to stop double standards. We need to have justice be blind. It doesn't matter. Why do you think justice statute is blindfolded? Because they don't see who's before them. It's a person, a criminal, who committed a crime being prosecuted. Hillary Clinton, Kathleen's son, they're just people. He has taken full accountability for his actions. He has said, yes, I did this. And he's doing his time. But Ms. Clinton needs to be there too. Maybe in the same place, so he can maybe wave at her or something. Who knows? We got to get this lady off the street. She is a criminal, a rogue criminal, in my estimation. You know, it's unbelievable. Anyhow, we got to wrap this show up, folks. We want to check out Keeper's Mind Pool. I believe he's back on the World Integrity News Network. We'll have more information out on that, but you can go to World Integrity News Network and check that out. I'm sure you can find that his show is there. I believe it's on Tuesday nights now. And we have Live Truth Radio with Brian Lang. You want to check that out. Pastor Sylvester Bland, the United Saints of America, www.theunitedsaintsofamerica.us, and Tony FreedomWorks up in Detroit. Just search FreedomWorks Radio. You'll find them. And that's good stuff, ladies and gentlemen. I want to say good night. God bless America. This is our good friend, Dave Bray, and his version of the Star Spangled Banner, live in Pittsburgh, a cappella. With that, I want to say good night and God bless America.
That's what I'm talking about. We're going to sing it together. You ready? Come on, Pittsburgh. Are you ready?
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming. Or the